Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai el b'yavn milvad. So Amar lo, echad yag me'echad kol makom sheish bo beisin. So he said that the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only in Yavne to blow the shofar and Shabbos. So they said to us, and then they answered back, no, echad yavn echad kol makom, anywhere there's a basis. So Gemara asked, Amrulo, Hainu Tanakama, the sheet of Amrulo is really the same sheet of the Tanakama as well. So what's the same, basically the same thing. The more answers, Ikabinaihu, Beidina de cried. Enough kamina between the two sheetas of Tanakama and the Amrulo is the Beidina of the cry. Meaning the place where there's a based in, but they just happen to have a chofshi based in or whatever in that place, just temporary, right? In order to don certain tfiyas of dinim and the things that happened over there. So according to the Tanakama, you blow on Shabbos even in such a place, a temporary based in. That since the Lamaisa, there is a basin over there, you can blow on Shabbos even though it's only temporary. Whereas according to the Amrulo Shita, you do not blow in such a place unless there's a based in Kavu over there. Okay, Rashi based in Akrai. Letanakama you do blow it. Vitana of the Amrulo Savar Echad Yavna Vechad Kol Makom Sheshbo based in Keva Dumya de Yavna. It has to be like Yavna based in Keva, only there you blow. It's not a Keva, you don't. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, Amrulo Echad Yavna Vechad Kol Makom Sheshbo based in Amar Rav Huna. The im based in. In other words, the basin has to be there. We'll see with the basin. So Gemara clarifies, what does that mean? My v'im based in. What does it mean that you blow with the basin? It means bifnei based in. In other words, you're blowing, again, we're talking about blowing on Shabbos. It has to be in front of based in. That they can, be careful, warn, make sure nobody carries the shofar, dalet amos, things like that. Lafukish lo bifnei based in, as opposed to not in front of based in. So it comes along Rav Huna to say that you have to blow in front of basin on Shabbos. It's not enough the basin is in that area. They're blowing where the basin is. It has to be more than that. You have to be blow mamish in front of basin just to make sure they don't do anything wrong. Rashi v'im basin hu detakina. That's where you blow. Okay. Okay. Now Rav is going to ask on this Rav Huna. Meisiv Rava. It says in the Mishnah, "Ve'odzos ha'isa Yerushalayim yaseira al Yavne v'chule." And another mila that Yerushalayim had on Yavne. Now, my ve'odzos. What's this? And another mila. We didn't say what the first mila is. We're talking about already the second mila. So, ilema kidiktani. If you want to say that, what is this ve'odzos kidiktani means? If it's coming to tell me that not only. If he's coming to tell me the din that says in Yerushalayim that we said before, the Yerushalayim they used to blow and all in its vicinities as opposed to Yavne, zos mi baile. I shouldn't say v'od zos because there's not v'od. It's just that case. Ella l'chur is coming to add another case, and that is another mila, and that is if Yerushalayim tokin yichidin. Even in other words, yichidin. When there's that there, okay, v'yavne ain't tokin yichidin. In other words, yichidin means people that are not shluchei based and just individuals. So we think that that's the first thing that yavne is different to Yerushalayim. That in Yerushalayim, that individuals can blow; they're not shluchei based. Whereas in yavne, ain't tokin yichidin, only shluchei based. And there, on that comes the Mishnah to end, and ve'od zos. Another mila is on Yerushalayim, that Yavne has in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has on Yavne, and then that you blow also in the vicinity as well. Okay, now, Yavne ain't tokin yechidim. So you can't say that. Gemara says why? Because Yavne ain't tokin yechidim. Is it true you can't blow in Yavne, individuals can't blow, only shlichei based in? Vaha kiyasa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar ki misayim shlichei de tzibura, that when the shliach tzibur would finish blowing the shofar in Yavne, kiya biyavne, which again I'm talking about on Shabbos, then all the individuals used to blow their shofar. right? Until it was so, and it was so noisy. Lo shama inish kol une mikol tokoaya the yichidai, and that they people couldn't hear couldn't hear anything because of the noise of the yichidim that are blowing afterwards. So we see that the yichidim used to blow in Yavne as well. Elalav, that they were trying again for what's the extra mila that Yerushalayim was more than Yav. That the Yerushalayim token again on Rosh Hashanah dechal on Shabbos, baby's man based in, whether it's during the time when the based in sits, which is up until 6 hours of the day, ubein shalobi's man based in, or even not when the based in sitting. That even after 6 hours they can blow. Whereas in Yavne, Dafka Bisman based in, Dafka during the time when Basin are sitting, in only then, Shalom Bisman based in, lo that not. Okay, that's the Nafkamina between Yushalayim and Yavne. And then we come then after that, the Gemara says the Mish said Veodzos, so we have another other mile. Okay, so what do we see from here? That during Bisman based in, Habizman based in, Mia Tokin. They used to blow in Yav. Now, even though it's not, in front of Beis Din, and therefore this is a kasha on Rav Huna that said that you have to blow in front of Beis Din. Here we see you don't have to blow mamish in front of Beis Din, as long as it's bizman Beis Din. Our answer is lo, that's not the extra mile that we thought. The Elub Yushalayim Tokin Bain Bifnei Basin Ubain Shalobi Flanesa. The Maila is Afka the Yushalayim, they would blow in front of Basin or even not in front of Basin. Whereas in Yavne, Bifnei Basin in Shalobi Bifnei Basin low, and then that's enough. Whereas in Yavne, they would only blow in front of Basin, but not in front of Basin. Ikadavri Lahad Rav Huna. Some learn what Rav Huna said, Ahad Ichsiv. They learn it on the pasuk. It says, "B'yom Kippurim," this is Yom Kippur of Yovel. "B'yom Kippurim, taviru shofar b'chol artzachem." So the words "b'chol artzachem," what is it coming to teach? Mimelamed that on Yom Kippur of Yovel, kol yachid v'yachid chayav litkoa. That every individual has to blow, and we don't say it's dafka on the Beis Din. You know, even somebody that doesn't have an evit to send away or a field to come back, whatever, would have to blow. I'm on that. I'm a Rav Huna ve'im beisdin. However, that's with the beisdin. Again, my ve'im beisdin. What does it mean with the beisdin? Bizman beisdin. In other words, during the first 6 hours of the day. And along comes Rav Huna lafuke shalo bizman beisdin delo, that you don't blow it that's not during the time of beisdin. Now Rava is going to ask on Rav Huna. This is according to the second Lishna. Meisiv Rava tkiya of Rosh Hashanah v'Yovel docha es Shabbos, blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Yovel's docha Shabbos b'gvulin outside the Beis Hamikdash ishu beso. Now, what does it mean ishu beso? Ilema, if you're going to say the kavana is that ish v'ishto are chayav in the shofar. Can that be? It's a mima chayva. It's a woman chayav in tkiya shofar. But mitzvahs aseh is my grammar. It's a mitzvah that's talui in time. V'chol mitzvahs aseh is my grammar. Nashim p'turot. We know women are pater from mitzvahs aseh is my grammar. El alav, you have to say that ishu veso means v'afilu shelo bifnei beisdin. That the chiyuv of tkiya shofar is even shelo bifnei beisdin. And this is a kasha there from Rav Huna that says yechidim do not blow on Yovel like we saw according to this lishna only bisman beisdin. So the Gemara answers lo, that's not what it means when this was ishu beiso. Ela lo olam, what we're talking about bisman beisdin, that you dafka blow the shofar during the time of beisdin bisman beisdin. Okay, meisiv Rav Sheshes. So now he's asked. I'm going to ask on Rav Huna. We have any Rashi's here? Okay, Ela, let's go up. Ela, the Ilib Yushalayim Tokin b'Shabbos Yechidim, even individuals. She'ainam b'Shluchi Beisin, not Shluchi Beisin. V'ha Milsa Chasera B'Mis. That's the missing case of our Mishnah. Mebayalan Lemitarat Literutzachach. We want to answer it up like this: the missing case. Ben Bizman Beisin Ad Sheishos. We said Shayu Beisin Yoshvim. Ben Shelo Bizman Beisin Shal Kula Beitem. That they went to their homes. Ikan Amasni La the second gear. So my Ve'im Beisin that Rav Yehuna said Bizman Beisin means during the time of Beis Din. The Haleka Lefrushe, Ha Ve'im Beis Din, because you can't say when it says Ve'im Beis Din, that's Bifnei Beis Din. The Ha Bechol Ar Tzachem it says, Dixiv, and that's not in front of Beis Din. So therefore it just means Bizman. Over Rosh Hashanah, Lo Hayu Tokim, Kishachaliyot B'Shamun comes on the Shabbos, Ela Be'Beis Din Agadol, of the Sanhedrin Agdola, Ha'Makachim Esachadashim, Rabbi Eliezer, Yenas Rabbi Eliezer. Kimesayim Shlicha Ditzibur, when he would finish blowing, Vafi Yom Tov, Shechaliyot B'Shabbos, when Yom Tov comes on the Shabbos, Elachi Nachat Yavne, Ela Lav, the Ilu B'Yovil, Tokin, Ayechidim Be'Bizman, Beis Din, even during the time of Beis Din, etc. So he said, no, lo olam bizman, Beis Din, v'achi kamar, and this is what it means. But yovel ko yachi v'yachi tokeya. Each individual blows, bizman, Beis Din, afilu shlo bizman, even not in front of Beis Din, ube Rosh Hashanah, bifnei Beis Din, in shlo bifnei Beis Din, it'll have to be dafk in front of Beis Din. Okay, said there. Now we are back to the Gemara. Mesiv Rav Sheshes. He has a kasha now on Rav Huna, from that which we learned in the Mishnah above. It says Shaveh Yom Kippur of Yovel, Yovel of Rosh Hashanah, Litkiyah, that Legabe blowing the shofar, which you have to use a straight Ya'el Pashut, and also the brachas that they used to say on the same on nine brachas on both days as well. Ella, that's they were the same. Ella Shaveh Yovel Tokin Bein Bevestin, but in Yovel they used to blow weather in front of the Beis Nagadol of 71 Dayanim. Shekichu bo esachodesh, ubein beveistin, shalo kichu bo esachodesh, even the basin that were not mekadesh to chodesh. In other words, the basin of each city. Another thing, v'chol yachid v'yachid chayav litkoa, they'd have to blow on Yovel, but Rosh Hashanah lo ayu tokin, talking about on Shabbos, ela beveistin, only in the basin of Gadol, shekichu bo esachodesh again, v'ein kol yachid v'yachid chayav litkoa, but not each individual. Gemara declares, why? What does it mean when it says on Rosh Hashanah? Ein kol yachid v'yachid chayav litkoa, that each individual doesn't have to blow. Ilein in the Yovel tokin, that even yachidim blow on Yovel that are not shluchei Beis Din. And on Rosh Hashanah, ein tokin yachidim, but on Rosh Hashanah, the yachidim don't blow, only the shluchei Beis Din. Is that true? V'ah, ki yasa Rav Yitzhak, Bar Yosef Amar, ki yave mesayim shlichet yitzur b'tekiyu b'yavne, like we saw before, when the shliach tzibur would finish blowing in Yavne, the shofar, the shliach Beis Din, right, blowing on Yavne, lo shame inish kol unei mi kol takoi, the yichidai, that it was so noisy from all the people, individuals blowing, until you couldn't hear anything from the noise. So, what do we see? We see that you don't have to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you don't need to get shofar on Rosh Hashanah dafk in front of the Shluchei Beis Din. El alav, the ilu, b'yovel, tokin, b'bizman, Beis Din, b'en shalo, bizman, Beis Din. So you have to explain, therefore, the pshat is, that on Yovel they would blow whether bizman, Beis Din, or whether shalo, bizman, Beis Din, during this, when they're sitting, the Beis Din, or Beis Din's not sitting. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah, dafka bizman beisin in, shalom bizman beisin lo, on dafka, whereas on Rosh Hashanah, it didn't matter whether, it has to be dafka when the beisin is sitting. When the beisin is sitting, they would not. Okay. Ktani miyas lemaisa, what do we see from this price? That in Yovel, they used to blow bein bizman beisin, ben shalom bizman beisin. And this is not like Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers lo. Lo olam, they used to blow on Yovel, whether bizman on Yovel, they would dafka blow during the bizman Beis Din, v'hachi ktani. And this is what the Brisa means, that on Yovel, during when the Beis Din would sit, they used to blow bein bifnei Beis Din, ben shalom bifnei Beis Din, whereas on Rosh Hashanah, tokin bizman Beis Din, but on Rosh Hashanah, it used to blow during the time of Beis Din, and Dafka Bifnei Beis Din. That's what it means. And therefore, the Kavanah Brisa is to say that on Rosh Hashanah, and that each individual was not chayav to blow, Dafka in front of Beis Din, that's what it means. Itmar Nami, also Rav Huna taught, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Yossi Ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi, Ein Tokin Ela Kolzman Shebeis Din Yoshvim. That the Yechidim in their house, we're talking about on Yom Kippur of Yovel, would only blow during the times of the Beis Din sit. Rashi, I think we have here. Itmar Nami. Itmar Nami Kerav Huna. Ein Tokim Yechidim B'Yom Kippurim Yovel Ella B'Zman Shebeisin Yoshvim B'Mkoman, when they're sitting in their place, V'Tokim Tokim B'Chol Ha'ir, and then they blow everywhere in the city. Okay, by Rav Zira, he asked the following question. A Beis Din that Ninaru Lamod. Let's say they were about to, you know, get up. And, you know, they're preparing themselves to get up and to leave. But they didn't mamish leave yet, get up yet. They're about to. Mahu. Is that considered Bizman Beis Din or not? What's the suffix? Do we say Beis Din Yoshvim Behina, and it has to be that the Beis Din are sitting when you're blowing the shofar? So Vahaika, Lamaisa, they are sitting. Or Dil Mazman Beis Din Behina. Or maybe you need the time when they are during the time of Beis Din Valeika, because they're already basically finished their sitting, they're about to get up. So our answer is Teiku. Okay, Rashi, Ninaru Lamod, Nekru Moshvam, Kedei Lamod Lech. They're about to get up from their seats in order to leave. Okay, back to Gomorrah. We said, Vozos, I thought Yerushalayim Yisera Yavne. Another difference that Yerushalayim had on Yavne, that any city that was that could see and hear and was close they could come, that you also blow on, not only in Yerushalayim itself. So now, when it says roa, if you can see, what is that coming to exclude? Leprat liyosheves benachal, that if you sit in a low place, that's lower than Yerushalayim, and you can't see Yerushalayim from there, because it's so low. And so there you wouldn't blow. Shomat, it was coming to exclude Pratli Yosheves Barosh Ahar. You have to be able to hear, as opposed to if you're on a mountain. That even though it might be able to see Yerushalayim, but since it's so high, it's much higher than Yerushalayim, and it's therefore far until you can't hear anymore the sound of the shofar in Yerushalayim, therefore you can't blow also on Shabbos. Krova is Pratli Yosheves. And close is to exclude if it's Yosheves Chus L'Tchum. That even though you might be able to see Yerushalayim, you might be able to hear the call of the shofar in Yerushalayim, still you're in the camp low if it's outside the Tchum. That's considered far. And V'yicholah Lavo, and the last detail is V'yicholah Lavo, is to exclude Prat L'Mafsik L'Nahara. That if the Nahar, like a river, interferes, then even though it might be within the Tchum of Yerushalayim, but if there's a river that interferes between it and Yerushalayim, until you need to have like a ship, a boat or whatever, in order to go to Yerushalayim, then you cannot blow, since it's you can't go to it on Shabbos to Yerushalayim, because you can't get there on Shabbos. Therefore, it's not considered like part of Yerushalayim, and therefore you cannot blow on it there on Shabbos. Okay. New Mishnah, Barishona, referring to during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, before the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Hayai Lulav Nitzal B'Mikdash Shiva. They used to shake the Lulav and Esrog all 7 days in the Beis Hamikdash, based on the Pasuk, L'kaktam L'chem B'Yom Rishon, V'chule, Shiva Siyamim. And from here they learned that the Simcha of the Dalad meaning is in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which means in the Beis Hamikdash, which is also, and it says in the Pasuk, 7 days, it's all 7 days. But it's not Doche Shabbos, except for the first day, only on the first day. Umedina Yom Echad. And outside Yerushalayim, only the first day. You shake the Lulav in Esra. Mishachara Beis Hamikdash, but after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shehei Lulav Nital B'Medina Shiva, that the Lulav in Esrog was taken even B'Medina, you know, not Dafkin Yerushalayim, everywhere Shiva, all 7 days, like we do today, except for Shabbos, and this was Zekor L'Mikdash, what they used to do in the Mikdash, which was 7 days. Another Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Shehei Yom Henef. This is the day of the Omer, which is Tes Zayin Nisan, Nekulo Asur, that you can't eat from the new produce, the Chadash, that even though Mina Torah, there is a difference in the day itself, that only until you bring the Korban Omer, it's Asur, but once you bring the Korban Omer, you could, after that, right away, eat the Chadash, but after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Then really, as soon as the day breaks, you're really allowed to eat from the Chadash, because there's no Korban Omer. But they made Rabbi Yochanan Zaka made a Takana, where he's going to explain why, that the whole day is Aser, from eating the Chadash. Okay, Rashi, Birishna, you lulav nital b'migdash shiva, 7 days, diksiv, v'smachtem, lifnei Hashem lokechem, shivas yamim, v'medina, yom echad, only outside is only 1 day, diksiv, l'chachtam lechem b'yom rishon, that's it. Yom Hanef Kulo Aser, Yom Hanafasa Omer Kulo Aser. The whole thing is Aser. Lechol Min Hachadash, eating from the new produce. Umidaraisa, we said, Mishihir Mizrach Mutar. Really, as soon as the daybreak, you're allowed to eat from the new produce. Kedamrinan Bimanachos, Kasuvachad Omer Adetsama Yom Azeh, Kasuvachad Omer Adviachem, Vachule, Haketa Bizmana Bais Omer Matir. And when it's based on Migdash, when you bring the Korban Omer, it's Matir the Chadash. And there's no Beis HaMikdash, and the Etzem HaYom, when it's daybreak, the day comes, and that's that matches the Chadash. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai goes through the whole day, you're not allowed to eat from the Chadash. Okay, the Gemara asks, Minalandav Dinan Zecher LaMikdash. From where do we know a source that we bring Zecher LaMikdash, like we're doing over here by the Lulav and Esser? So Gemara says, Amar Krat says, Ki Ale Arucha lach, u'mimachosayich erpaich, num Hashem, ki nidacha karu lach, tzion hi dorish ein la. So it says at the end of the pasuk, right, tzion hi dorish ein la, there's nobody that is dorish Yerushalayim, tzion, so michlal debay drisha. So we see that it really needs drisha. You should do something to remember Yerushalayim. Okay, the second takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was shehei yom henef kulo aser. So Gemara asks, my time, why was it necessary to make such a takana? Okay, so Gemara answers, because really we said, really Misha here in Mizra, as soon as daybreak is really Mutar, the Chadash. So why did he say it's us? So the reason of the takana was, Mihera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because they were Choshesh, that maybe the Beis HaMikdash would be built speedily. And then that year, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, they're going to want to eat from the new produce. But Yomer, they're going to say, Eshtakad, last year, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, right? Milo achalnu be'ir mizach. Now, as if it would go by the Ikar Adin, as soon as it's Heir Mizrach, you could eat from the new produce. They're going to say, hey, didn't we last year eat from Heir Mizrach? First thing in the morning, I remember we ate, from the Chadash last year. So let's do that also now, this year, even though there is a Beis HaMikdash, they're going to, maybe even that's not true, as we say, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, for sure you need the Korban Omer to matir it. So, but they're going to forget that last year, when there was no Beis HaMikdash, that's why, that was the reason they ate, the Mishahira Mizra. But lo yada, they're not going to realize, Eshtakad lo ave Omer. Last year there wasn't a Korban Omer, that's why they were able to eat the first thing in the morning. Therefore, Harry's Mizrach Hitir, but Hashta Dika Omer. Now there's a Korban Omer Matir. You need the Omer to be Matir, and therefore you can't eat until the Korban Omer. They might make a mistake, and therefore he asked eating the eating it that day. But Gemara asked on this why the Mibnei Ema. Now when are we worried, I don't like to use the expression worried, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, but what are we like worried about when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built? Is that the Ilema, the Ibnei Bishitzar, if you're worried that it's going to be built on the 16th of Nisan, on the 16th of Nisan in itself, in other words, when that day of the Korban Omer. So, hooray, so that's not a problem, because if during that day, that means when the morning came, daybreak, there wasn't yet a Beis HaMikdash, so the morning was Matiret. So that wouldn't be a problem. Yim Kain, that would be a problem. Why? Because Heir Mizrach Hitir, then it's very good that the Heir Mizrach is Matiret. Ella the Ibnei B'chamesa. So no, we're worried about that maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built on the day before, on the 15th of Nisan. So therefore, if that's the case, Mechatzos Hayom, of the 16th, Ulahalan Lishteri. Okay, why? So in other words, so let's rebuild on the 15th. So then on the 16th, really you need the Korban Omer, per se, that's true. But at least, fine, minimally, after Chatzos, it should be okay. Why? Because Hadahatnan, we learned that Harachokim, the people who were far from the base of Migdash, so they didn't know when the base, when the they would mock their, you know, somebody lives in Haifa or whatever, they didn't know when they offered the Korban Omer exactly. But Mutarim, they can eat the new produce, Michatzos Hayom Elohala. They were able to eat from Chatzos for sure. By Chatzos they knew was not a problem. Why? Laficha Ain Basin, that are in charge of the Korban Omer, Misatzlim. They were not lazy. In other words, they never did it past Chatzos. Okay, that was the latest. So the people can be sure that after Chatzos they can eat the new produce. Okay, therefore, if we're going to be choshesh that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, you know, and they're going to say, oh, last year didn't we eat it, you know, Beheir Mizrach, you know. Okay, so therefore, it's enough just to make the takana that that people were afraid of, people are going to say, you know, so we should make a cross-the-board takana from Chatzos. That even there's no Beit HaMikdash, from Chatzos you can eat. Because even if the Beit HaMikdash would be built all of a sudden, still for after Chatzos is okay, for sure. So why do you have to, basically the question is, why do we have to answer the whole day? It's enough just to say from Chatzos. So our answer is, lo nitzricha. Why did he need the whole day to be Asur? The Ibn, they were worried that it's going to be built Bechamesar, again, on the 15th, the Beis HaMikdash, but Samuch L'Shkiya Sachama, just before Shkiya, Inami, or it's going to be built the Ibn Belelya, or it's going to be built on the night of the Leil of the 16th, and in such a manner, there will be no time to Makriv until Chatzos, because they'll be so busy with everything, there won't be time to you know, getting the Korban Omer ready or whatever, it's just the last minute. So, oh no, you know, it's built right now. So then they're not going to have time to get everything ready. So, you know, even though on a normal year, for sure, they would offer it by Chatzos, but this time, because of the Balagan, they won't be able to to offer it by Chatzos, and they're going to do it some other time. And again, since they're used to eating it right away at Chatzos, if that would have been the Takana, you know, to eat it Dafka Chatzos, so then they might say, oh, last year we did it at Chatzos, let's do it again at Chatzos. But now they can't this year, because this year it was delayed because of the last minute, and it was only later, so they're going to end up eating the Chadash in the wrong time. I don't know. I didn't prepare. Okay. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Amar, Rav Nachman Zakkai, was Mesakin is Takana Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. According to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which is of the Talmidim, and he used to darshan in his time. The Amar, the Rabbi Yehuda said that since it says in the Pasuk you can't eat the Chadash ad etzem yom hazeh, so ad atzmo shel yom. And the whole day it's called Etzem Yom Hazeh, and Vekasavar and Rabbi Yehuda held that when it says in the Pasuk Ad, it means Ad Bechlal. Therefore it's Asur, Achilas Chadash is including the whole day of the 16th. Okay. Let's go back, finish up the Rashis quickly. Okay, there's Gemara. Kiyala Rucha Vulei Seif the Kra Tiyon Hidoresh Leinla. It's the end of that Pasuk. My time, Agwa, as he goes there. The Ibn Amos, when is it going to be built? We have to worry about now. The lachush achshav lakach. Harei here mizrach hitir when it's at daybreak. The halohayam mizbeach. There's no mizbeach to offer the omer. El the evening mechamesa. Worried it was built on the 15th. Shehaya shahus liktzor. That they had plenty of time to cut down the omer. But motzi yom tov ulavi olamachar. They brought it normally. Kmitzvah so they mechatzos yom alalin lishter. It should be only aser until chatzos. Hashta now. Below Ligzer Alehem, Rabbi Yochanan ad Ella and Chatzos Ayom. You should only ask her until Chatzos. Vinami Meher Yavana, maybe it'll be built quickly. Vayomer Eshtachad Milo Achalnu. Didn't we eat it? Me Chatzos Ayom Olahalan. So Hashta Nami, let's eat it from Chatzos. Nichol Shapiyam. That's okay. It's not going to be a problem. If you're Rechokim Yerushalayim, Shalower Korvato. Even those that were far from Yerushalayim and didn't see the offering, Yishlem Lismoch the Vaday Karav Lekvar. They can assume it's already offered. Damar mar harachokim ayu mutarim bizman avayit mi chatzos hayom lalon. They were mutar from chatzos and on. We're worried the chamisar inami divne belayl or at night. Rabbi Yochanan choshesh l'shem yivana lishkiat hachama o b'leil shishasar v'chatzi alayl or samuch l'bokor or near the morning. Shelo yehi shos not enough time l'ketirato to cut it down v'hivhu v'avuv and to roast it. Right, shel klaim v'tchinato and to grind it v'arkarato and sifting v'akarato and to do everything until chatzos. Therefore, if they were ragil, if the tachana would have been that from chatzos hayom bizman hazeh, so ati lemeichel na miyahu biyom achachid, that day itself when the Beit HaMikdash was built, just before, you know, would say, oh, you know, last year we ate after chatzos, at chatzos, so now we ate at chatzos. The of the Yisur, they're going to be eating an Yisur, doing an Yisur, eating it when it was not yet the offer. V'im tomar hechi mishkachas la deivne b'chamisar v'yom tov deivne b'layla. How could that be? That was built at that time. Ba'akayim olam esek ha'shvuas de'ein b'nyan beis ha'midas lo b'yom tov lo b'layla. So, shtickle problems. How could it be built on the 15th or at night? There's no binyan beis ha'midas at night or in the, you're not allowed to build at night or in the on yom tov. So, hani mili binyan b'dei adam aval binyan ti lavo b'dei shamayim, who is going to come down from shamayim. We don't have to build it, do it ourselves. The Kosh Baruch is going to take care of it. Is that the Shem? The carving.